Yeah, good morning to our today's conference call regarding our 9 months figures and the current status of our Fit for Growth program. On the part of Gary Weber, our CFO, Dr. Frink, Jörg Schieber, our head of finance, and the IR team attend the call. You will find the presentation of our today's call under the web link we sent to you with the invitation to the call. If you are not able to open the web link, please call the IR team after the call and we send the presentation to you. Now I hand over to Dr. David Frink.
Yeah, thank you, Claudia. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today in this conference call on the 9 month features. Maybe please allow some words before we start with financials of the first 9 months. Market environment for the whole fashion industry remains challenging, especially the last weeks with cold and rainy weather conditions in the summer month, as well as high summer temperatures in September, we saw a noticeable consumer restraint. But we are 100% on track with our realignment program, Fit for Growth. At the nine-month stage of the financial year 2015-16, consolidated revenues of the Gerber Weber Group amounted to 638.5 million euros. This increase of 1.3% is attributable to the inclusion of Hallhuber, which contributed 133.6 million euros to group sales. Sales of the Gerber Weber core brands, means Gerber Weber, Typhoon and Zamun, amounted to 504.8 million euros. The 9.8% drop in revenues is primarily attributable to the sharp decline in the Gerber Weber core wholesale segment, as well as the like-for-like decrease of 7.5% in core retail. This 7.5% drop in like-for-like revenues, plus the first effects of the store closures, led to a moderate 0.9% decline in sales of the Gerber Weber core retail segment. In sum, Gerber Weber core retail revenues amounted to 313.5 million euros in the first 9 months of 2015-16. 40 of the 103 Gerber Weber core stores to be shut down in the context of the Fit for Growth realignment program were already closed till end of Q3. These 40 stores, plus additional 26 scheduled closings, resulted in non-scheduled depreciation in the amount of 7.5 million euros. Altogether, we are fully on track to realize the planned closures, and so we are all in line with the defined time frame. As we expected, we saw Gerber Weber core wholesale revenues decline at the nine-month stage. Wholesale sales declined from 243.7 million euros in the prior year period to now 191.4 million euros in the first 9 months of the current financial year. The reduction in sales is again due to the continuing cautious pre-order behavior of our wholesale customers. However, there's a positive trend. Following a decline of 38% in Q1, and 17.3% in Q2, sales in Q3 remained almost stable at 45.7 million euros compared to Q3 2014-15, which means that the pre-order volume stabilized at least. As you all know, when analyzing Hallhuber's revenues, it should be noted that Hallhuber was initially consolidated as of Q2 last year, which means that the revenues reported as of July 31st, 2015 comprise only 6 months from February to July 2015 and can therefore not be compared with the current financial year. However, the increase in Hallhuber's revenues on the comparable period of the previous year, namely November 2014 to July 2015, amounts to 20.7%. This impressive rise in sales is attributable not only to the newly opened shops and stores, but also to the sales growth of existing POS. Hallhuber's like-for-like revenues increased by 4.7%. This means that Hallhuber, again, clearly outperformed the German fashion market as a whole in the past 9 months. Another highlight is Hallhuber's online business. with sales up by an impressive 50.6% on the previous year. Online revenues have grown more than twice as much as the Hallhuber sales as a whole. On the nine-month stage, online sales represent circa 9% of Hallhuber's total sales. There is, however, a downside with Hallhuber sales as well. Part of Hallhuber's revenue growth is, however, attributable to higher inventories, which led to much higher discounts than in the previous year. The result is a lower gross margin of 61.3% as compared to 62.8% in the previous year period. High inventory levels were primarily due to the postponement of new store openings. Many of the stores that were scheduled to be open in the first half of the year, means spring-summer season, will be now opened in the final quarter of 2015-16. As the new stores will not be opened before the start of the autumn-winter season, the spring-summer collections already ordered for the new stores had an adverse impact on inventories, especially in the third quarter of our subsidiary. This is a one-time effect, but a considerable one. The J. Weber Group's gross margin amounted to 61.8% after three quarters. The main driver of this increase by 2.2 percentage points on the previous year is also related to the improved gross margin of the J. Weber core brands, which increased notably from 58.9% to now 62%. While the previous year was affected by above-average discounts granted because of excess inventories, the introduction of the open-to-buy limit process, assumed from Hallhuber for the whole group, or adapted from Hallhuber, had a positive effect on the core segment's gross margin in the current financial year. When taking a closer look to group's EBITDA, we see a decline from 63 million euros in the prior year period to now 40.7 million euros in the first 9 months of 2015-16. The expansion-related increase in personnel and other operating expenses of our Hallhuber subsidiary, as well as the effects related to the realignment program Fit for Growth in the amount of approximately 2.7 million euros, weighed on the group's EBITDA in the first 9 months. Compared to the prior year reporting period, depreciation and amortization in the first 9 months of 2015-16 rose sharply from 25 million euros to now 40.1 million euros. An amount of 7.5 million euros relates to non-scheduled depreciation in the context of the store closures. In this context, it should be noted that non-scheduled depreciation was not only the result of the 40 stores already closed, but also of 26 additional stores that are already signed and set to be closed. Depreciation and amortization of the Hallhuber segment amounted to 9.4 million euros and also comprised the group's depreciation of the purchase price allocation in the amount of 4.9 million euros. Reflecting the notably increased depreciation and amortization, but also because of the adverse operational effects outlined above, the group's EBIT dropped sharply from 38 million euros to now 0.6 million euros in the first 9 months of 2015-16. The first significant cost effects of the realignment program are not expected to make themselves felt before the beginning of the next financial year 2016-17. Consolidating the store network is central to optimizing our retail operations. As of July 31, 2016, 40 stores of the 103 stores on our list have been already closed, and another 26 are already signed. This means that we are fully on track regarding the store closures. Improving customer engagement and the brand experience is another lever that is being used to optimize the store portfolio. In this context, we have begun to refurbish the top 17 stores and to install a new store concept. The first store in Hamburg has been reopened already in September. The opening in Munich will follow shortly. By the way, we put a few pictures of the reopened Hamburg Jungfernstieg into the written report. In addition, the J. Weber Group will rely much more strongly than before on digitalization and exploit the omni-channel potential. As part of the refurbishment of the top 17 stores, interactive mirrors from Oak Labs will be installed in the fitting rooms of the Typhoon brand. By installing such mirrors, Typhoon combines innovation and a personalized shopping experience that is unique in Europe. As part of the digitalization strategy, the e-commerce segments of Geo Weber and Hallhuber will be centralized in Munich, where they will jointly revise the digitalization strategy. The first results of the measures are reflected in the introduction of a click-and-collect service in all Hallhuber monolabel stores. Because of the strong growth in the past years, the central divisions of the organization have become too complex and efficient, as you know. All internal processes were therefore thoroughly analyzed at the headquarters and partly redefined. At the headquarters in Halle Westphalia, where a total of roughly 200 jobs are planned to be cut, 112 full-time jobs were already downsized as of the end of August 2016. These job cuts related to the support function and retail overhead roles. Negotiations about the downsizing, product development and technical product management are expected to be concluded by the end of the financial year. Our aim is to make the wholesale business stronger again and to regain the confidence of our wholesale partners. For this purpose, we have developed various partnerships models, bronze, silver, gold and platinum. Some 40% of our wholesale partners have already had the possibility, depending on their status, to regularly receive new merchandise in the stores or to have merchandise exchanged. For the main brand, Geo Weber, Fit for Growth primarily means making the brand more modern and presenting it in a more up-to-date manner without losing sight of existing customers. Besides the main brand, the company will sharpen the brand identity of Typhoon in order to position the brand more independently of the main brand. In this context, we introduced the new store concept Typhoon 0.0, with the Typhoon customer getting increasingly mobile, digital and connected. The technology-based interaction with shoppers in the store, as for example with the interactive dressing room, these new elements are being reflected in the new concept. Our new Typhoon image campaign, which we have implemented now for two seasons, together with two internationally renowned fashion bloggers, has the purpose to gradually increase awareness of the brand. In the medium term, we plan to launch a separate online store for Typhoon. Further, we presented our new brand Talkabout at the Panorama Fair in Berlin. Since mid-August, the collection has been available in the stores of 30 selected wholesale partners. We plan to expand the partnerships to some 150 shop-in-shops in 2016-17. As I mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, the general conditions for the German fashion industry failed to improve in the first 9 months of the current financial year 2015-16. Declining customer footfalls in the city centers and shopping malls and changing consumer behavior remain major challenges for the whole fashion industry. We therefore implemented our realignment program already at the beginning of the current financial year to respond to the changing market conditions. Although the general conditions remain challenging and the operating performance in the current financial year 2015-16 was not entirely to our satisfaction, with a view to the fourth quarter, which is expected to be notably stronger, we continue to believe that the financial targets set for the financial year 2015-16 can be reached.
Yes, thanks a lot once more and have a nice and sunny day. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye from my side as well. Bye-bye.